Hey, this is your ASMR boyfriend, Billy, and I wanted to give a little pre-care for this audio because it is very intense and very immersive and just kind of fucked up, but you guys wanted me to do it, so I did it. This one came from a request specifically in my request form, so to that person, I hope you enjoy it. But if at any time it gets too intense or feels too real or you start to get scared and not in a fun way, please just turn off the audio, okay? It's not gonna make you a wimp. It's not gonna make you a bad listener or fan of mine. Just please take care of yourself first. If it's too much, it's not a problem. Go listen to something a little more relaxing. Go take a walk. Just take care of yourself first, okay? Now, let's get on with the show. Hi, I'm an employee with Cyrus Solar Panels, and I was wondering if you were interested in discussing some for your home. It's come a long way, and they're more affordable than ever. No? Well, we have just a really great special right now, and I just really wish that you would reconsider. I really think that you should reconsider. There you go. Shh. Come on, good girl. Calm. Just a little pinch. And you'll. Just one moment. It'll be fine. Shh. Okay. There you go. Oh, there you go. Not so tough now, with just a little dose of tranquilizer in your veins, huh? Oh, look at how cute you are. Oh, you're already drooling. And you're falling asleep. So fucking cute. We'll talk again soon. Very, very soon. Wake up, sweetheart, wake up. Come on. Hey, come on, you're no use to me if you're dead. Ah, there she is. So cute. I'm glad you could join us. Now, I'm sure you're wondering what the hell is going on and why I just drugged you and tied you to the bed. And it's very simple. Honestly, that's the funniest part of this. Can you guess why? No. I haven't been watching you. I haven't been stalking you. This isn't some long, drawn-out romantic situation. No, that's not why. I'm doing this because you were home. No, I mean, that's really it. That's all. It's nothing fancy. I just wanted someone to rape and you were home. Honestly, it's kind of funny, isn't it? Crazy? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think it's a little reductive to just chalk it up to anything that we don't like. You know, calling them crazy. Like, I don't think I'm necessarily crazy. I just think I'm a bad person and I just don't feel bad about it. It's a little anticlimactic, I know, but. But hey, I mean, you know, life is kind of boring like that sometimes. Well, here's the thing. I will get away with it. Because I always do. See, here's the thing about rape. Most people have it happen to them by their friends. People they love, family, or someone they go on a date with. Have you ever heard of a man going door to door and just violently raping women? Sure, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe in a movie, but it's pretty rare. And I don't really have a pattern. This is the first time I'm actually doing it. The other rapes and stuff that I've done have been all just random. Just, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to them. And that's why I don't get caught. I'm not like these serial, you know, people that you listen to on your podcasts and stuff. I just do it whenever I feel like it in the spur of the moment and when I know I can't get caught. So that's why I'm not going to get caught. You're still thinking, aren't you? That's cute. Or are you just frustrated? I'm not sure. I can't tell by the look on your face. We're still getting to know each other. Well, cool. Like I said, I'm going to rape you, and there's nothing you can do about it, and that kind of sums it up. Actually, if you want, I'll be done by the time the police get here. So if you'd like, I can just call 911 really quick and just click it on, click it off. Someone will be here in about 45 minutes to an hour. They'll ask you what happened. You'll try to remember what I look like, but you'll probably just give an okay description and hopefully they find me, but they probably won't. So I know this sounds crazy. I'm very confident. So actually, where is your phone? Okay, there it is. Great. What is your password? Tell me or I will make you chug bleach. Awesome. Okay. I'll just dial 911. Click the phone. Okay, cool. Hang up. Perfect. Perfect, 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 perfect. Okay, so the police are going to come in about 45 minutes to an hour. I'm not really going to be paying attention to any news reports or anything, and I'm definitely not coming back to the scene of the crime. So, I hope that helps. I guess you can process that trauma a little bit quicker now that they're on the way, but let's stop wasting time here. And you look a little stressed, so I think taking off these clothes will actually help. You're probably feeling a little overheated as well because of what's about to happen. So I'm just going to go ahead and cut these clothes off, okay? Great, 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 great. Crying is not going to help you in this situation, okay? Great. Okay. I'll just take this flimsy t-shirt off. There we go. And these little shorts, they're so cute. With the little white stripes on the side of them, I love them. Just there. Yep, there we go. Oh, look at you. All nice and vulnerable, tied to a chair. And goddamn, you have a really, really beautiful vulva. Does it bother you that I say vulva? Because that's what it is. I mean, you and I both know that. I could say you have a fucking bomb pussy, or I could say something really vulgar, but you know, you have a beautiful vulva, and your labia are just incredible. I mean, just Jesus. If you would have looked like anything else, I still would have done it, but you, I feel lucky. I feel grateful, if that's okay to say. I feel grateful that I found you the way that I did. And not in like any romantic sense. I don't know you. I don't feel that way towards you. But just in that I knocked on your door and you happened to be really beautiful. So that's just like such a win for me. I would say I needed it, but I don't really have that bad of a life. Hey. No need to be rude now after I just gave you a really nice compliment. Like I said, you're beautiful. You have an amazing body. And I don't think saying that makes me a fucking crazy psychopath. And I mean, I'm being genuine, like just all of you. I mean, just every curve of your body. I mean, the stretch marks, it's just, I mean, everything about you is just so well put together. And I just, it's a shame, honestly, that this is going to happen to you, because I'm sure less people will actually get to enjoy your body after what I've done to you, with trauma and stuff. You know, it's usually a side effect, but, yeah, it's you know, I'm sure you could make someone really, really, really happy with this body, but you're going to make me very happy with it right now, okay? I'm not putting my penis in your mouth. Are you crazy? No, you just bite it off. No, we're going to take care of you right now. I have a thing. I'm kind of a giver. So right now I'm going to finger you with two fingers. I'm going to curl them inside of you, and I'm going to try to hit your G-spot, and I'm actually going to try to make you climax. Now, I know that's going to be really difficult because you're in a stressful situation, so if I can make you come, that would be really cool for me. If not, well, just enjoy it as much as you can. I mean, that's, you know, make the best of this situation. So I'm going to get started now, okay? And if you have any issues or complaints, just keep them to yourself, because nothing is going to stop me from doing what I'm going to do to you. Okay? Awesome. All right, let's just get these. Just going inside. Oh, you're so wet. Is this actually doing something for you? That's kind of cute, I'm not going to lie. That's interesting, though. I mean, I'm trying to figure out just what kind of person you are right now as I finger your fucking pussy. I mean, I are you a pervert? Like, do you like CNC? Do you fantasize about getting raped? Is this feel so real that it's finally happening and all your fantasies are coming true and you just don't know how to feel because it feels so good? Does it upset you that the guy raping you right now knows how to finger pussy really, really, really well? Is that turning you on? Is that making it, you're getting you're getting wetter the more I talk. That's awesome. Oh, that is, you really are perfect. Aren't you? You are the perfect fucking little victim. Well, go on. Tell me what you like. Is this the kind of shit that you fantasize about? Look, I've been honest with you this entire time, and I told you what would happen if you didn't do what I wanted or answer my questions. I will hurt you very badly. Now you can feel good and continue to answer my questions when I ask them, or we can explore how sadistic I get when I'm mad, and I don't like getting angry. It happens very rarely, but when it does, it is not good. And the people who have made me angry, well. Okay, good. You're taking, that's my preferred route too. Now tell me your kinks. Seriously. Oh my, wow. I mean, talk about jackpot. CNC and male dom. That is fucking rich. God, you were, I mean, I was, you know, I was going to say that I felt lucky today, but you should feel really lucky because this is everything you wanted, right? This is the stuff that you fantasize about that maybe you do with boyfriends, or maybe you listen to, you know, those ASMR things, or maybe you watch videos on Pornhub or something. I don't know. But now things are starting to get a little blurry, huh? Those lines of consent, you know, things are starting to get a little more confusing because you're clearly enjoying this. I mean, my hand is soaked. I feel like, you know, I feel like my fingers are going to prune at this point. And I can see your face getting redder and the look on your face as I tell you all of this stuff, you're just getting more and more aroused. Oh, your legs are starting to shake now. You're going to come, aren't you? Oh, what a good little rape slut. Come on. Yeah, you can come for me. Come on. Come for your rapist. I want you to fucking come for your rapist. Come right fucking now, or I'm going to hurt you so fucking bad. This cum is mine. Your body is mine, and I own you for the next 30 fucking minutes. So come for me. Come for me. Oh, there is a good fucking girl. Good girl. Yeah. Yeah, good girl. Good girl. Yeah, come in my hand. Yeah, look at all that wet fucking cum. Oh, yeah, look at all that fucking pussy juice just in my hand. Oh, you're making a nice little fucking puddle for me, huh? Good fucking girl. Oh, look at you. Do you normally cry after you come? Or is it just because of this whole situation? Don't answer that. I don't give a shit. What are you staring at? Don't tell me the police are here. Oh, how did I not notice this? I guess I was kind of busy tying you up and drugging you, but... Look at that. You have a boyfriend. You have someone you love. That is so nice. God. And that, I mean, that's awesome for me because you probably feel so much fucking worse than I realized. Oh, God. Are you crying because you cheated on your boyfriend? Because this is still cheating. I want you to know that. Oh, no, it's cheating because you came. If you didn't come, then, well, it's not cheating. But you came because you enjoyed this. And now, oh God, how are you going to explain that to him? How are you going to explain that to the police? Are you even going to mention it? Or are you just going to live with the fact that I made you come harder than your boyfriend ever has? Oh, that's wonderful. That is so fucking wonderful. God, I am never going to forget this moment. This is such a beautiful moment, honestly. Well, I don't need to be holding this anymore. I don't really think you have much use of it after I'm done with you. Yeah, it's an ugly frame anyway. Oh, don't look so sad. Don't worry. I mean, like I said, I'm having a great time. And I really think this whole mixture of fear and pleasure thing that you're experiencing right now is, like, honestly just so fucking hot. I don't know. It's just... God, you just really... Like I said, and I've said this already twice, I think. But you really are the perfect victim. I mean, I've done horrible things to many other women, but you are special. You are someone that I'm never going to forget. I'm almost tempted to come back. But that would not be smart for me. Wow. You make a man stupid. Have you ever heard that phrase before? You make a man stupid. You are making me stupid right now. And I've never had that happen. So I don't know. That's interesting. We can explore that later. We'll talk about that later. Or never. I don't know. But what now? Well, we're just going to kind of sit here until I feel like doing something to you again. I am going to finish raping you. I'm going to fully penetrate you for sure. And then I'm going to go about my day. I actually wanted to cash in a Groupon that I had for a while. It's like an archery class. I really am interested in, like, learning how to use a bow and arrow, and I kind of want to use, like, the more traditional stuff, but, like, you know, I'm fine with the, you know, the more advanced stuff. I just don't really understand the difference, and I think it's just well, first of all, rude. Why am I telling you this shit? Well, it's because I'm a person. Like, did you just think I was this soulless rape machine? Just going door to door raping anyone? Like, that's my prime directive? No. I'm very much a person. A person with a fully lived life. Someone who has friends, family, lovers, even pets. I have a really cute dog. And I love him so much. I would kill for him. I just got him this sweater and just... anyway. So... as upsetting as it is, I have a complete and beautiful life outside of this room and outside of you. And isn't that scary? That a person like me exists in a world like this? A wolf among sheep. And I could be anyone. You know, there are other people like me. They could be your boss, your brother, your friend, a grocery store clerk. I am somebody's son. And I have a great relationship with my mother, in case you were wondering. And my father. I love them both very much. No abuse. I had the perfect life growing up. And I still became this person who's sitting in front of you, who just made you come, and is going to make you come again with his cock. Isn't that so fucked up? God, you look so broken. It's actually really cute. And God, the more I think about it, I feel like it would be, I have this fantasy, you know, where I just have one person that I just really enjoy, and I just keep her locked up in my basement or something. It's, you know, it's kind of silly, kind of cinematic, kind of movie-ish. And I don't know. It just, you seem like the perfect type. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting just ahead of myself. Anyway, we're wasting time. I think that's enough sharing about my life. Are you ready to get fucked? Oh, are you at a loss for words all of a sudden? You were so confident calling me a fucking psychopath or a shitty ass rapist, and now you're silent. I want to hear yes, sir, from you. Can you do that for me? Come on. It'll be fun. Just say, yes, sir. Yes, please. Or hear me out. I want to give you options. We can play the how much drain cleaner can a human body swallow before it dies a miserable, painful death? Oh, there she is. There's my little victim. All right. Let's take advantage of this wet cunt of yours. Yeah. No, I think you're ready. I think you're fucking ready. Yeah, you ready to see my fucking cock? Oh, look at those eyes of yours. They got real big after they saw my cock. Big eyes for a big cock. Yeah. The size of my cock has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a rapist. I have a good cock. I mean, like this, I've been complimented by it a lot, and not by people I've raped, but like people I've consensually had sex with. I get tons of compliments on it. It has a nice curve, actually, that I've been told. Again, it stimulates the G-spot similarly to how I fingered you earlier. So you're going to come again. I'm sure of it. And that's going to be really hard for you, especially after I come inside of you. So just to lay it out on the table, I'm going to go ahead and untie you really quick. And then I'm going to pin you down on the floor. And I'm going to fuck you like a dog. And then when I come inside of you, I'll be done. And I'll leave you be. If you try anything, could very easily end your life. Very easily. I'm much bigger than you. I'm much stronger. So again, your best option right now is to just enjoy it. Again, I'm better than your boyfriend. So let's make it work. Okay. Let's have fun. Okay. Just get these ropes off of you. And there we go. All right. Just get on the floor and assume the position. Actually, I want your face pushed onto the ground. There we go, right into the carpet. Just get a little lube on my head here and just... I would ask if I was bigger than your boyfriend, but... Oh, based on how this feels, definitely. Oh, God. I bet you've never made a sound like that for him before, huh? All right. I'm going to start fucking you now. You let me know when you come, okay? And if you don't, you remember what's going to happen if you're not honest with me? Good girl. Yeah. Oh, look at you being such a good little fucking victim. This has to be my favorite part. Just knowing how good this feels for you, despite how fucked up it is. Yeah. You like how much my cock stuffs your little pussy? Yeah. Oh, look at you loosening up for me. You're so fucking eager. You're screaming right now, but your gut can't help but just eat my cock up, huh? Oh, your face is so fucking red right now. You're so embarrassed. It's so fucking cute. Oh, come on. Your boyfriend won't blame you. I mean, you didn't consent to any of this. But your body can't help it. And I've threatened you many times, so at least this part, you had no choice. I mean, you did choose to come, though. I know that much. But I'm not gonna tell anyone. I'm not gonna fucking tell anyone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like being my little fucking fleshlight, huh? Yeah, but a disposable little fucking fleshlight. Just use you once, pump you full of my fucking cum, and then be done. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God, I hope you get addicted to this. I hope the next time you fuck your boyfriend, you're thinking about how much bigger I am, and how much better I was, and how I could figure out your body so quickly. And he... and he's still figuring it out, isn't he? Oh, God. Oh, you feel so broken. I fucking love it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Are you actually pushing back? What? Do you want it to be over? Or are you actually fucking enjoying this? Oh, yes. Yes, there we go. Fuck, yes. Oh, just a little more. Oh, I'm going to come inside of you. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to come inside of you. Oh, look at you. So vocal. You're going to come too? Good girl. Good girl. Yes, yes, fucking come for me. Come for me. Fucking come for me. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Good fucking girl. God. Oh, fuck. Who's a fucking fleshlight, huh? Who's a good little fucking victim? Oh, God, that was great. Oh. How you feeling? I guess a whimper is a good enough answer. Fuck, that was great. Oh, Jesus. I'm just going to pull out now, okay? But you just lay there with my cum dribbling out of you, and maybe your boyfriend will clean up this carpet. I don't know. I mean, it's the least he can do. He just got raped. Oh, shit. Someone's home. Oh, my God. Who the fuck is that? Oh my God, dude, bro. Hey, calm down. I know what it looks like, dude, but I thought she was single. She fucking hit me up on OkCupid, and she just said that she was just looking for a good time. And I did not trust me, bro. I bro code, like, I would never, ever. This is just not just come here, you fucking shit. No. Just go to sleep after I just fucking came in your girlfriend. Just go to sleep. There's nothing you can do. It already happened. It's okay. Good boy. There's a good boy. Stupid fucking boy. And you are asleep. Ah, that was a close one. So I think it's been about 25 minutes. So I got to get going. Sorry to your boyfriend. Good luck with all of that. Are you listening to me? Oh my God, you are still... I mean, you're basically comatose. Look at you. You're so fucking cock drunk. And that's not... And hold on. I know a little thing about psychology. That's not dissociation that I'm seeing right here. You are in a state of bliss. Hold on. Let's try something. Who's a good girl? Wow, such a smart girl. You know exactly what you are. You are a good girl. I am so impressed with your progress. You broke instantly. I mean, your boyfriend is lying on the floor, passed out. I mean, I almost broke his neck. Sorry, again. That's not why I came here. But you're just staring into space, just leaking cum and with a stupid fucking smile on your face. That is so awesome for so many reasons. And I know I said a lot earlier, but I think I might come back for you. Depending on how you react to the police and what you say, I think I might come back for you. I think maybe this whole basement pet thing can actually work out. If it's you. I don't think anyone else could fit the bill. I don't think you realize just how fucking special you are. Come here. I was not expecting tongue. Goodbye, little victim. I hope you dream of me raping you for years to come. And I hope you think of me every time another man is inside of you. I hope you think of me every time you come. I hope you feel an immense dread with every counselor, therapist, psychiatrist that you talk to when you tell of what happened today. I know it's going to be so hard to talk about. You're going to have to tell them everything. And you're going to feel so confused when it makes your pussy sopping wet. But that's how I want you. Confused, broken, soaked, and eager. Just like you are right now. Goodbye. Hey, this is your ASMR boyfriend, Billy, and thank you so much for listening to that. Whew, that one was intense, right? So this was actually based on a script that I wrote. It was an F for M, where I really wanted all this stuff to happen to me. And on my request form, somebody posted this script and said, please, I need it. Like, I'm not going to explain, but I just need it. And I was like, okay. I think that that's something I will do. And this is probably the worst and most evil character I've ever played. And I just wanted to make this aftercare a little bit longer just to help get you back to normal. I think rape kinks and these sorts of non-con audios are really popular. And I think there's probably complicated reasons for that. But at the end of the day, as long as it's something that you enjoy, that is just a fantasy to you, that you feel good engaging with, you know, whether it be sexually or just like emotionally or I don't know, for whatever reason that you like it, there's nothing wrong with it. I have this fantasy. I'm the person who likes to be violated, and that's usually the character I play, but because you guys, you know, like to hear me be a bad person, that's why I do these. And I think that it's just really important that, you know, when you are consuming this content, or if you're like me and you consume a lot of it, you take the steps to take care of yourself and get back to normal. So what I want you to do for me is I want you to just take a few deep breaths. Just remind yourself that you're not in any danger. You're just sitting somewhere, maybe on the bus, maybe in your bedroom, and you are very safe. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. That is just a character that I play, and nothing that you listen to was real. I also, if you need it, want you to maybe get a cozy blanket, maybe grab yourself a snack, drink some water, especially if you, you know, got physical with yourself. Or if you need to, maybe have a good cry. Sometimes these emotions mixed with sexuality and desire can cause big emotions. So if you need to cry, do it. If it's going to make you feel better. Again, maybe get something to eat. Play a video game, go for a walk, just do anything that's going to help you reset. And if you don't need any of that, perfect. I'm glad you don't have to do any of that. It's just a suggestion. And I just want to really emphasize that I just want you to take care of yourself. And I don't mean that in like a weird parasocial sense where you're actually pretending that I'm your boyfriend, but I just mean from one human being to another, you know, just take care of yourself, because how you feel and how you are affected by my content is important to me. And I want everyone who consumes my content, especially the darker and more taboo ones, to make sure that they take care of themselves, because I care about you as a human being. You're a human being, I'm a human being, and we should look out for each other. So I know this can't fix anything, but it might help you get out the door, might help you get back to normal. So I hope this helps. With all of that said, I'm going to go ahead and end this aftercare with a poem, as I normally do, and then I'll let you get back to your day. This one is called Starlit Dreams by Bella Karad. You're my first. And I don't mean my first kiss, or my first relationship, or my first I love you. You're the first person who makes me feel like I'm enough. And the first one to show me what I love you actually means. Thank you so much for listening to this audio. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for any comments or anything that you leave. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will talk at you again very soon.